Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The VC Show is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, but you must be 21 or older.
You looked at it like, I'm here, but I'm not here. If y'all send me home, that's cool too.
Nah, that's what I didn't want.
Like, you were.
That's what I didn't.
Okay.
You know, don't send me home. That's embarrassing.
The VC Show, let's go, doing the part with Rod. We got the sports on deck for our audience. Whether it's big news, hot topics, updates, straight facts, storytelling, breakdowns, or special guests. VC Show, let's go, it's time to turn it out. The VC Show, let's go.
What is your thoughts? How did you feel? What as a basketball player who played LeBron breaking the scoring record, like 38,000, you know?
Man, look.
Particularly coming in as, we didn't see him as a scorer, because you saw him coming in.
I don't know why people
super athletic.
Average, damn. But
see, No. I'm not saying that. Now, he was gifted as a scorer, but like, when you guarded Bron when he came in, you would let them shoot. I'm not saying he couldn't score, but we didn't see him as just strictly a scorer that was, this man is fourth in assists. You know what I'm saying? Like, he does it all.
As good as he was as a passer, he could put that thing in the hole too. Like, I don't know why people like, he's a passer. Man, that man does everything well. He does everything well. So I've never just looked at Brun as a pass first guy. You for your career, you averaged 27 points. What the hell are we talking about? Like, that means
I understand, but I'm just saying, like, this thing, when he's finished playing this game, he's going to have 40,000 points.
I didn't think he was going to break this record, because if you look at guards, small forwards, I mean, by the time they get to their 15, 16 year, it's like they damn near barely moving. You know what I'm saying? They're slowing down a lot. Ron is moving. Like, he's still in his 20s. I didn't see that.
So what do you – right.
I didn't see it.
So what do you think about his usage and his minutes, like, at this age? Like, you can do it, but at some point your body needs to rest. Like, he was playing big minutes to keep the Lakers afloat. And now here we are with this injury, you know. So You know, what are your thoughts on, like, you know, his ability? I mean, it's amazing what he's doing. I felt like the Lakers put him in a position where he had to play the big minutes. He's going to, obviously he's going to break the record regardless this year. But I felt like he was in a position where he had to play. I mean, he's playing 38, 39 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that man is, listen, bro.
That's crazy.
The way he keeps up with his body, and a lot of that is you know, he's been gifted and you know, it's luck because he hasn't sustained a serious injury, right? That's some luck has been on his side in that sense. But the way he takes care of his body, he's built like a Mack truck. I mean, tree trunk legs. Dude, he's incredible, man. Dog, every time I see this man and I give him a hug and I, you know what I'm saying? I feel how chiseled this dude is. I'm like, God, this a big dude, man. Here we are out here, 220 pounds. This man is 6'8", 270. Yo, 270 and moving like we moving. Oh, man, he's hey, man. Man is gifted, you know what I'm saying? And the longevity is just – I marvel at that, you know. You can speak to that. Y'all kept y'all body in great shape, really didn't sustain no crazy injuries like that. You know what I mean? For me, my cartilage was going in my knee. I couldn't do it, dog. That was bone on bone.
Bro, I remember every time I would see you when I was still playing, and what you say to me? How?
How? Listen, I was still playing.
And I always laugh at it.
I'm like, how?
I always laugh at it, but I don't know.
I can't even get out of bed some days. Man, my Achilles was bugged. I'm like, man, I'm done, bro. Man, hell with this game. I'm out of here.
So let me ask you that. So, you know, I know how I felt about it. So when you knew that you were done, was it were you like, oh, I'm done, that's it, and zero hesitation because of the pain and discomfort and can't get out of bed? Or was it still some hesitation because you still want to play the game and,
no.
There's still some love you still had in tank. At that point, it was already done.
So here's what happened. I had microfracture surgery, right? And this is like my 11th year. I had microfracture surgery. And I know that I'm not going to be the same player that I was, but I'm really competitive. I want to see if I could get back there. I'm doing everything possible to be as good as I once was. I want to see if I could do it. I'm not going to, you know, not try. So I did all the necessary things, and once I got back in the game, I realized, I still got some discomfort in my knee. I'm not explosive. I can't do a lot of things. I got to revamp my game. All right, let's just see how far we take it. And then once, you know, the political aspect kicks in, I'm out.
I'm out. I remember those conversations.
I'm out. Y'all ain't about to do me like that. I'm out of here. So I mentally just started getting ejected from the game. So when I did walk away, there was no regret. Like, the tank was emptied and it was, man, I should have gave it another try. Nah, I was done.
What was the hardest thing leading up to it to prepare for a season?
Preparing for what? A season?
A season, like near the end for you. Like, was it,
man,
getting yourself to play? Well, the lift weights? What, like,
man,
all of the above?
Man, everything. It was everything. It was everything.
That's when you know.
Yeah. I mean, I love the grind. When I was healthy, I love the grind. Like, I was going at it 2-3 times a day. Early in the
playing pickup, doing
no,
all
I didn't play
there.
Pickup. I didn't play.
You didn't play pickup?
No, I never played pickup. But I was training like crazy. Love the grind because I know what it leads to. right? And when I got hurt, my rehab was my off season. That's all I was doing. And you know how strenuous and how mentally locked in you got to be when you're rehabbing an injury, and especially a significant injury like mine. That was challenging. I wasn't looking forward to going to practice. Hell, I wasn't looking forward to going to games. I'm like, bro, I'm out of here, bro. I don't want to do this no more.
So that last year was...
It was brutal. It was brutal.
It was like you looked at it like, I'm here, but I'm not here. If y'all send me home, that's cool too.
Nah, that's what I didn't want.
Like you were.
That's what I didn't.
Okay.
You know, don't send me home. That's embarrassing. Hell no. No.
No. You can send me there, but don't send me home.
Listen, man. Yeah, listen, y'all can just put me in street clothes, but don't send me home. No. Don't do that to me now. Hell no. Nah. I still complain, but nah, it was just, man, you know,
okay,
dealing with the politics of it and dealing with that.
Yeah.
I'm really not, you know, healthy. Let's go ahead and venture off and try something different. So
what would you, T-Mac, the player, no, the person now, what would, like, if a third-year player in the league, not even a rookie, a third-year player on the cusp of being a superstar, what advice would you give him now that you learned as you were on the cusp of being a superstar? You know, once you felt like you were there, you know what I'm saying? What would you tell him? You know,
I would tell him to reach out to dudes like Bron, the guys that have done it, right? That's the best advice that you get, because those guys have went through that journey. You know what I'm saying?
Current players or retired players or all of the above?
I would say current, recently retired current players. Talk to them dudes, man, because they got so much knowledge, bro, and understanding on, number one, how to be professional and how to handle the day-to-day, the grind, the scrutiny. You know what I'm saying? Like, those guys have the blueprint for you. Talk to them. Reach out to them dudes. You know what I'm saying? We're a fraternity, so they're going to give you all the information you need.
And see, Mac, I'm telling a young guy, you know, even if he's not talking to me, I'm like, go find a retired player, because think about this for a second. You look in the locker room today as opposed to when we were young.
24 years old as the leader.
Now, but I'm saying we had vet, like, you walked into the locker room, you, bro, me and you were the young guys, and everybody else was like 6, 7, 8 years in.
Yeah.
As opposed, like you said, like, so I'm like, oh, man.
No, man. 10 plus years.
I'm just, okay, I'm, you know, but what I'm saying is, like, been around for a minute, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Oh, yeah, our squad, yeah, heck yeah. Them boys are, shout out to Kev Willis and Oak, who's still trying to physically treat us like rookies. Man. But you know, but I just say that because I feel like it's what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, there's some like there's vets in the game now, like Udonis Haslam, and y'all go pull him aside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he got knowledge,
yeah,
like Bron, Melo.
UD can tell you, you know, how to be these a guys true professional. You're talking about,
yeah, that's what I'm saying,
superstar level. I don't think you,
man, yeah,
UD can professional, have that, but like, conversation, you know, just, with you.
That's fact.
You know what I'm saying? I think you got to talk to somebody that actually reached that level and did it the right way. Now, if you want to know how to be a true professional in this game, UD is the perfect dude to talk to.
But what I'm saying, like, so, and one, here's why I said UD, because I remember Oak pulling me aside and spitting game to me on how MJ worked.
Yeah.
AD talking to me how Reggie worked.
Yeah.
D. Brown talking to me how Larry Bird worked. Doug Christie talked to me about how Magic worked. You know, so yeah, they don't have experience, but they were right there.
That's true.
They saw
what that's true.
Their do's and don'ts. And that's the one thing I say about UD. Like, he done been through it. He done had
Braun, Andy
Wade, yeah. Shaq. Like, he had, like, some of, you know. So I just feel like he got a world knowledge. I mean, obviously, like, these guys today who, you know, who we consider the old guys of the league have tons of knowledge, too.
The VC show, let's go.
The thing about Caesars Sportsbook, it's not just an app. It's your key to a whole empire. Hotels, casinos, restaurants, shows, Caesars Palace. I'm sure you've heard of it. Every bet you place with Caesars Sportsbook brings you closer to perks only Caesars can offer. Hotel stays at iconic destinations, app bonuses, merch, show tickets, and many more Caesars rewards perks. So get started today. Register using code OMAHAFULL and then place your first bet. Up to $1,250. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get your stake back as a bet credit.
If you have a gambling problem, in Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed to Horseshoe, Bossier, City, and Harris, New Orleans. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, which is 1-800-426-2537, or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369.
Who are the teams that you like right now? Who you think coming out of the East? Like,
I like Boston's team. I like Boston's team. I like the focus and the journey and I think the appreciation for what they went through last year to come back even better this year, for them to be in the position lets me know that these guys are true professionals. They're about their craft and they want it. You know what I mean?
So you think that's a group? I say the same thing. I felt Boston was – I saw them in preseason. Boston and Milwaukee were two teams I saw in preseason like, oh, bro, they ain't playing no games.
Yeah.
No games. It ain't like, oh, we just going through the motion. Ha, 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 cool. Nah, like watching Giannis, watching that group, I was like, phew. Then I saw Boston, I was like, phew. Not only did I think Boston could, get back, I thought Jason Tatum was ready to be the MVP of this league.
Right.
You know,
no, he deserved to be in the conversation. That's for sure. But yeah, I like
Boston. Who are you feeling? Who are you feeling MVP right now? Because that's kind of the thing. You know, people are saying
It ain't close. It's that boy in Denver. That boy in Denver is cold, man.
That's a fact.
He's a bad dude. A bad dude. You know what I'm saying? And for him to have his team in first place and the way he's balling, you got to go with him, bro.
I say we disrespect Denver just because, like, you know, they're not the sexy team, whatever, but, like, they keep through all of that, they still number one in the West. Like, you know, I don't know. We'll see. I think Joel Embiid is making a case. Dude is getting it done.
Yeah, for sure.
On both ends.
Joel Embiid is making the case. Jason Tatum, sure.
Yeah, Jason Tatum, Giannis.
Giannis can be in there every year.
Well, those four, excuse me.
But Jokic?
Joker, I think. Those four for sure. Luka is like on the cusp.
Luka was in there, but his team is kind of tailed off a little bit. So I can't put him in there. He was my preseason.
I love to hear that.
He was my preseason pick. Luka was.
Right. And Jason Tatum was my preseason.
I think Joker is going to get it.
So, hey, more power to him, man. That's where he's getting it done.
He's so good. He's so good.
Well, I'm going to ask you like one more question. Your thoughts on Victor Wembanyama. What do you think about him? I mean, there's a lot of hype behind him. We're seeing video every day.
Incredible,
sometimes
incredible
I think
video. Incredible video. He's incredible. That kid is
yeah, and So here's what I'm going to say real quick. I think people are, you know, we're showing in the beginning, it was like, we're showing everything he can do. He could do. Now I think the videos we're seeing, we're always trying, now we're trying to see guards cross him up where he almost fell down, or the big who backed him up and dunked on. What are your thoughts on him? I mean, you already said he's incredible, but do you think he makes a splash in this league like LeBron did? Like they say, you know, he has more hype, you know, as much hype coming out as Zion and LeBron. What you think? What's your thoughts?
Well, I think he deserves the hype. I mean, let's really start there. Give him credit. What is he, 7'5", with crazy guard skills, can shoot the hell out of the ball, can handle the ball. We've never seen that, right? For me, translating to the NBA, I think he's going to have to put on some weight. We kind of seen this show a little bit, and that's with Porzingis. I think he's a little bit more skilled than Porzingis. It's wait and see game. I don't know. I think we all going to have opinions.
It's all speculation.
Yeah, right. We all going to have opinions what we think is going to happen. I don't know. I don't know. You know what I mean? He has a skill set. I do know that. But he is thin, right? Guards that's 6'8", 6'9", that's strong, get up in him and kind of, you know, rough him up a little bit and control him. We'll see if he has – that skill set to really overcome someone that's shorter and stronger than him and quicker than him. We'll see. I don't know.
That's just the thing. He's not a back to the basket guy.
Right.
You know, that's not what the game is today. So, you know, if he's able to use his quickness, but you have some of these guys that are, you know, that are strong, that can use their body and beat you up. And that's what's going to happen, as you know, coming to the league.
But then again, the league is this, the physicality is not there.
Within reason, right? Of course. So, you're right. Yeah, within reason.
Yeah, yeah. The physicality is not there. So I think he would translate now having an impact like LeBron. That I don't know. I don't know that.
Yeah, just off of what you just said there, that was the thing for me. Yes, he's highly skilled. Yes, he's his. But when we say he's, you know, one of the most anticipated picks coming in since LeBron, when LeBron came in, we were like, he gonna be that thing. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, we're not sure. And I'm like, I don't know. We can say, oh, is it fair or not? Whatever. It is what it is. That's just the way it goes. But I'm just curious. You know, you hear some people like, nah, man, he ain't strong enough. It's just this league going to beat him up.
Yeah. Now,
he's doing what he's supposed to do, though, from what I hear. He has the right people around him.
He puts on some weight, and he knows how to utilize his strength. I mean, with his skill set, he's going to be a problem, bro, because he can shoot that rock. You shoot that rock. So.
It seems like he can get his shot. He can get to his shot. Like, if he's able, you know, because they're going to put smaller guys on, obviously, you know, stronger guys. Like, I'm thinking like a PG and Kawhi. I'm thinking of two guys. So, if he can just get to his spot and then shoot over guys, like.
He's good. If he can shoot over, which he should be able to. I mean, he's 7'5".
Right. But I'm saying, like, if he can get his shot and get to his spots.
Without them knocking him off balance with, you know, because he's thin.
He better have a fadeaway game.
If he can hold that, yeah, he's gonna be a problem. So I'm excited to see how it translates into the NBA. I mean, because the kid is highly skilled. And, 7'5", I want to see that. On an NBA level.
I want to see what Chet Holmgren has too.
Chet a dog.
I want to see. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like you said, we've seen a version of
Chet got a little bit of us in him, man. he got a little bit of us in him, dog. You gonna see, man. You know they.
I see them.
I seen them cast shot to bark at him in high school. I mean, I know it's high school, but still, you know. He held his own and destroyed him.
Man, I want to give you a chance to talk about what you're doing. Man, like, it's for those who don't know, man, tell everybody, like, how has What were your feelings coming out of your first year of OBL? Like, bro, like that's amazing. Like, you put on a league that was successful.
Yeah.
That, and you know, and I know what you were trying to do. Last I talked to you, you were trying to go overseas and do what you had to do. But like, tell us about OBL, man. For those who been on a rock,
man. OBL is, it's a league of opportunity. It's a league of second chance. It's a league for guys to prove themselves, to make a name for themselves.
And you ain't get no chump change either.
Nah. When you think about the game of basketball, man, in our league, it's 450 players. And you think about all the guys that come out of college, right? Thousands of players come out of college. Some of these guys don't go overseas. Some of these guys still have a deep passion for the game of basketball. I mean, they play in all type of alternative leagues. I don't know where. Even the guys that are removed from college and didn't even go to play in any alternative leagues, but they still just play ball, just recreation pickup ball. It's for them type of guys, man. Because you know, and you play with some of these guys. I play with some of these guys that are extremely talented, but it's just the wrong place at the wrong time. And, you know, how you train, how I train, when we go to our team, that's how we play, how we train. A lot of these guys, they can't say the same. They train a certain way, but then when they get to a team, they are put into a role that is really not conducive to the way they train. So mentally, these guys get ejected. They start doubting themselves. And then you look around like, damn, dude got cut. Where he at? He gone. Like, a lot of these guys, that's just what it is. So I'm giving guys an opportunity to go out and prove who they are as a basketball player. Show us your skill set. You don't have to worry about no coaches putting you in a role. This is all on you. Bet on yourself. So given that, man, we had such a great year of guys being a part of the league. We go to a city. I vet 32 players. So on Saturday, 32 players are playing 7 games. We then take the best 8 from that Saturday, and on Sunday, that 8 is playing for the championship. The top guy will win $10,000, whoever wins on that Sunday. And then the top 3 from that Sunday gets the invite to the championship. This year, we're going to have it in New York. So we go to each city like that.
And it was where last year?
It was in Vegas last year.
Was it Houston or Vegas?
Vegas last year. So we started out like it was like a proof of concept season. So we really didn't do a lot of marketing. It was just word of mouth, you know, inviting family and friends. So the first city was in Houston, and we started out with about 100.
That's what it was.
Yeah, the first city was Houston. We started out with about 150 people watching. When we got to Vegas, bro, we had about like 1,500 people in that arena watching the games. And even before we started, you know, I've seen, you know, folks try to do one-on-one tournaments. But I think the way we structured it and given that it was just a different platform that we gave them, I mean, guys are really excited. I look at, you know, the guys we had last year, some pretty decent talent, but we didn't have the cream of the crop, right? Because guys were just sitting back trying to figure out, was it real?
Let me see what this is, kind of like what happened with Big Three.
Yeah. So they saw my man win that $250,000. Now they're like, oh, okay. And then, you know, the recognition that they was getting from that. We had 5 guys get G League invites for trials. We had a guy get a social media Nike sponsorship. We had a guy get opportunities to go play in Germany. So it's creating opportunities for these guys, and I think they love and appreciate that. And that's all that's what I get out of it, man. I want these guys to have fun, find who they are as basketball players, show the world who they are, and enjoy the journey, man. And, you know, it brings joy to me to see that they appreciate that. So I love it. I can't wait to see you sitting on the sideline and seeing these guys.
Yeah, I've watched a couple of them. I saw them online, and obviously we talked about it before. So I was like, man, let me check it out. And I've seen some of the guys, some of the former players in the building watching. So I've got the chance to see, you know, some of the clips off the social page and everything. So I check it out. Do you play still?
Because I haven't played in years, man. I haven't played in years.
Do they try to challenge you? Like, have you had any of those guys try to challenge you? I know they be joking sometimes, but like, you know, you can feel what a dude be like, what's up?
Okay, check up. Of course. Yeah. But they.
Hey, what you hit it with, bro? You don't want these problems, even though I ain't gonna give you these problems, but you don't want these problems.
Listen, I haven't played in years, but I still can move now. You know what I'm saying? I still can move.
Hey,
you said
you said we can play the three.
Yeah. We can't go to no seven or nine. You had to carry me off this court. I only got three in me, dog. That's it.
Hey, you play one game to seven. That's
I'm,
it.
I'm out of there,
you
bro.
Down for a couple of months.
I am done. Put me on ice for a week and a half. I'm out of there, man. Who you listening to, bro? Like, you who you listening to with music? I don't even listen to music no more, man.
I've been so busy, man. I'm still a little bit of everything. I'm still giving everybody a chance when I get around to it, you know.
Is there anybody new that you listen to, or you going back to our era of music? Because I stick with my era.
I listen to a little bit of everything. I give it everybody a shot.
Really?
Yeah, I grew up in music, man. You know, like I have a love and appreciation for it, you know. Yeah. So I've been around music forever. So I try to give it, you know.
I don't listen that much, but when I do, it's really my era. Our era. Probably from this generation, I'll listen to a little Baby.
Yep.
I'll listen to Baby, but you know, I don't, man.
Yeah, every now and then, man, like, I listen to, like...
Isn't it weird getting old, bro?
Just be, like, serious.
It's weird getting old. A lot
of man.
Change for you.
Let me tell you. So, I'm going to tell you, for me, being the old guy playing around the young guys, that's why I was more willing and open to listening to, you know, some of the newer artists today, because I was in the locker room and you hear it, so, and, you know, everywhere you move. So, it was more weird getting old after walking away from the game.
Right.
So these past couple of years, now I'm like, bro, hold up, like, man, like, what is going on?
Yeah.
You know, I look at a rim sometime, I'm like, let me go. And then you kind of start jumping, you be like,
don't do it.
A little higher than before now.
Don't do it.
But every birthday, my inspiration, obviously, Dr. J doing it every year.
Boy, I do the same thing. I do the same thing because of Dr. J.
So, because of Dr. J, you know, I try to do the one hand dunk, obviously.
Yeah.
And then I do the two hand dunk, and I still see if I could dunk backwards. And I'm still seeing if I could do the reverse 360 with one hand. Just to see if I can.
Man, I'm keeping it.
Just jump and just. That's it.
Yeah, you know, nah, just keeping it.
I'm just seeing that's the four dunks I try, and then see which ones I can, because I know they're going to go away, and I'm going to be down to just one leg, one hand.
That's me. That's me. You got to keep it simple, man. I'm scared to load and go. I'm scared to load.
That's a fact.
I am terrified of that, right?
Now, I didn't preface. I didn't preface by saying I got to be good and warm to do this, because if I'm not going cold turkey and just try to dump, that's stupid. That is stupid.
You still work out?
No.
So you don't do no working out?
I am slowly getting motivated back to get back in no, game shape. If
I'm
you
not
would,
even, so I'm not talking about on the court. I'm just saying any type of working out.
No, that's some. No,
how much you weigh?
I weigh the same weight I last played in.
What?
Yes,
man, you just eating salad and grass. You eating grass every day.
I promise. I did a weigh like I'm still at this like the, my playing weight. I'm actually lighter than I was my last game.
And how long you been out?
Going. This is my third year.
Wow, that's incredible.
You know, I'm still active, moving around. I mean, it's easy to obviously if you know traveling a lot, you can eat. But like I'm a golfer, man. So you know what it is in Florida. Anywhere in the South, it's hot. And so you're going to sweat. So I burn calories and whatnot. So, you know.
I've told people this, like, I was so appreciative because your rookie year, you came and took the lead by storm. Like, you was incredible. But then that puts you in a different bracket than where I was. So to have you reach that stardom and I'm still trying to find my way, it was like I'm sitting back and just taking notes and seeing how you was carrying yourself. And, you know, it was good for me moving forward once I reached that point. But, man, that was...
So when you got to Orlando, once it all kicked in, then, like, bruh, I was like, what?
It was go time.
In the world.
It's go time. Yeah, let's go.
That was some of the best battles because I knew you knew me, my game. So it's like I go back and watch some, you know, or see the highlights sometimes. Like I hit, you know, I used to like to, especially in the post, used to like to either do the fadeaway or I like to bump first and then turn baseline and fadeaway. And I remember some of the ones you like take the hit and try to, I used to have to shoot the ball to the sky and make them, and you just be pissed off. I was like, bro, you know my moves, man. So.
I remember one game we had. I was so mad, man. I was in the locker room throwing everywhere.
At Orlando.
In Orlando. We was going down.
I hit the, like a double pump game winner or shot the ceiling.
The shot off the backboard. Here you come on the other end and win the game and shoot and hit the game where I'm like, damn, I thought we won the game. I thought we won the game. This man hit the shot over me and Bo Outlaw to win the game.
That's right, yes.
I'm like, damn. But nah, that was some fun times, man, to have those battles, you know what I mean? Especially when you know each other's game. But, yeah. You know, you.
And in closing, I'm going to tell you the one thing that used to bother me. Remember the game that I played? I did not play. I was hurt. And you threw it off the back.
You was doing TV.
Yeah. And you looked at me while I was talking. And I was just like, bro, he just looked at me like, yeah, that's for you. I was like, okay.
You know what?
And then the rest was history. You were throwing the ball off the backboard, dunking all the time. That was.
But check this out. No. I told one of my teammates in timeout that I was about to do that. I think it was Chris Whitney. I told him in timeout, I told my team, I said, watch this, bro. I'm about to throw it off the glass. Very next possession. Coming down, skip running back, right hand off the glass. Boom! Looked at you over there.
And it was crazy. Everybody used to say, you dunked on me. Which I felt like they tried me because it was Jerome Williams who they tried me, like, because he had the headband, you know, thought it was me.
On film, y'all do look alike. On film?
Chill, bro.
Yeah, on film, yeah, I can see that.
So that's what I was like, nah, it wasn't me because he was, but go listen to the audio, or like, go listen to the game. I'm talking on the TV, and he look at me like, yeah, you see it. I was like, you got it, bro. You got it.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Great time.
Cuzzo, man, I appreciate it, man. Yeah. I appreciate everything. It was worth going down memory lane with everybody. I think all the Toronto fans kind of get to kind of reminisce. I know everybody's like, always, what if, but... Like, I just, every time we get together, like, when we on the phone, and it, like, we do this. This is what we do. So, everyone got a chance to kind of see how we do. And how fun it is, like, you know, talking about old times. No doubt. I appreciate you. Everyone, appreciate you, man. The VC Show signing off. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're committed to living a healthier life, you might want to look into working herbs into your wellness routine. There's a reason people have trusted them for thousands of years. Nature's Way understands that nature is the ultimate problem solver, and they're constantly inspired by the power of nature. For example, their ginger root and slippery elm bark have been traditionally used for digestive support, and St. John's wort, holy basil, and ashwagandha can provide mood and stress support. And because Nature's Way sources from around the world and does a ton of comprehensive potency and quality testing in their state-of-the-art lab, you can be sure you're getting top-quality herbs. To learn more, visit naturesway.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.